College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Any friend of mine is a friend of mine. So when my friend Chantel Booker called me and said, you have got to get my friend Shanae Hebert on your show. She's got a book. It's a guided journal. And it is amazing. It is changing lives. You know, a lot of us have dreams and visions and aspirations of writing a book or getting a journal written. And she's done that. And you will absolutely enjoy it. So I said, Shanae, I need you to send me one of your guided journals so that I can have it here at my house. Well, what had happened was when Andrew's graduation took place, some of my friends and family from Houston came and they fell in love with the journal as well. So they took my guided journal. They didn't care that I had written in it. They could care less. They wanted that journal for themselves because they saw how beautiful it was, how it had so well put together, and they just wanted that for their lives so they could reset and recalibrate. You know, half the year has passed. Half the year has already gone by, and most of us have forgotten those resolutions that we made in January, those promises that we made, not to other people, but to ourselves, to start that business, to go ahead and get that passion project off the ground, to start volunteering, to lose that weight, to let go of that bad relationship, to start a new one. We forgot it. And we got back into the routine of just doing things the same old way we've been doing it. But it's a time for something new. This is a new season. And so for me, and the reason that everybody was over here fighting and playing rock, paper, scissors over Shanae's guided journal is because it is helping us to remember the promises we made to ourselves in January and then reclaim the newness that we promised to usher in and to experience for ourselves. Nobody can do it for us. We've got to do it for ourselves. This success walk ain't easy. I tell people all the time, if success was easy, everybody would be successful. And the reason that everybody ain't successful is because it's not easy. But this guided journal has absolutely handicapped it for us and is giving us the soul yearning that we need to get it done. And that's what it's called. It's called Soul Yearning, a professional black woman's guided journal for healing and restoration. And I am so honored to have Shanae Hebert on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline joining me on the show today. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. You're first time here.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I love the intro, Shaletta. And I just want to be clear, my name is Shanae Hebert. You put a fancy spin on it. I love it.
Girl, you know what? I'm from Louisiana, so Herbert looks like a bear.
It looks French, right? It looks French.
It looks French, so. Girl. And then you got good hair, so you just going to have to forgive me, girl. You can't come up here with Hebert and French hair and not expect me to put some French on there. So it's Herbert. I got it, girl. I got it. Herbert. And somebody got my journal. I had to ask you to send me a PDF copy just so I could prep for the show.
I got you. And anybody else that want one, I have you.
Okay, now this guided journal, how did it come about? What gave you the idea to put something like this together specifically for black and brown women?
Absolutely. So I am a black woman, right? And like many women, I am a mom. I am a daughter. I'm a professional. I'm a circle keeper. And I have two daughters, right? And I was at the point where my oldest daughter just graduated from college and my youngest is in high school and she's involved in all of these things and being recognized for a lot of things. And I felt like, what do I have, right? Once they go on to college and, go off into their careers, and I had to think back and say, like, Shanae, girl, what do you have that's only yours? Because, like most parents, you know, we live for our children. And at the end of the day, I want to be able to say that I'm not just a mom, right? That I am a whole human being with dreams and passions and, you know, aspirations that are separate from them. And so I wanted something for myself. And so for my 45th birthday, I turned 45 this year. I was I said, I am going to write a book. And it's ideas that I've had in my head, but I just didn't have the drive to get it done. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, get it done. And it just so happens, you know, serendipity happens where you start thinking about things, or maybe it's the algorithm. But my good friend Nicole Pacini had an online class where she was teaching people how to publish a journal in 30 days. And it was just right on time.
I love her because what she and so many others are doing is they are turning the publishing industry upside down and on its head. It used to be that you had to put together your best stuff, give it to a publisher, hope and pray they pick you, hope and pray that you can find a literary agent. And then if they say no, then that dream dies right there on the vine. But with Nicole and Devana and so many others and Amazon, you can publish your book and put it up for sale on Amazon, and people all over the country can buy it. You can have a number one bestseller and not have a publisher. So long gone are the days where the little old cat ladies, because that's who they were, that's who publishers were, sit back and throw away your manuscripts. If you have an idea for a book or a journal in your heart or in your head, you can get that thing published without a publisher and get it online and get it sold to your friends and family and to the world. Now, I have to tell you, I love this guided journal that you have put together. It is called Soul Yearning by Shanae Herbert. And my favorite part, of course, I skipped all the way to career, because I don't care nothing about love. I don't care nothing about relationships. I don't care nothing about body. I'm going right to career. And, you know, I tell people all the time, there's a price to pay for being the woman out front. So when I got to chapter 12, talking about the price we pay, it really touched my heart, because people are like, oh, you're always out front and you're always doing this and you're always doing that. But behind the scenes, there's always a price to pay. Talk to me about chapter 12 and the price we pay for breaking the mold, following your heart and giving it all you got to be successful in your career.
Yeah, so I love that chapter. When I got started with writing it, there was lots of emotions that came up. And I just so happened to be, when I wrote this book, I was actually laid off from a job that I had and that I was passionate about. And as I was writing it, again, the emotions came up because as Black women, we exist in spaces that are not, that are oftentimes not conducive to our success, to our well-being, to our mental health, to our stability. And we're kind of at the whim of our employer. And so it's always like, our socialization says you have to work, you have to hold, these positions, you have to grow in your position, and you have to give it your all. And we do that sometimes to our detriment, right? And we work hard and we work hard so much so that we wind up having health issues. We wind up having, you know, for some even mental health breakdowns. And so that chapter is just about that, like the price that we pay when we're in these working spaces. We give up all of ourselves to perform in our 9-to-5, and how it's important to prioritize our well-being, right, our sanity, and sometimes even walking away because we are not our careers. Although it consumes most of our days, we are so much more.
Yes, we are. And folks will find so much more in this guided journal that you have written. Tell us where it's available, how we can get it, please.
Yes. So it is currently on Amazon.com. And so if you type in Soul Yearning, a professional guided journal, it will be there. You can definitely get it there. I am working toward getting it into local bookstores, and so that will be coming up soon. But the primary place that you can get it is at
Amazon. And, you know, Prime Days is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. July 16th mm-hmm. and 17th, I believe. And so this is a good opportunity while you are taking advantage of those Prime Days on Amazon, because everybody got Amazon. Everybody got Amazon. We all got the Prime membership. So it is so easy to get on there, find the journal, look up Shanae Herbert and Soul Yearning, pick that up. And you know, we have a lot of listeners who are grandmothers of young Black girls who are graduating from college and graduating from high school. And they have DM'd me and texted me and said, hey, you know, I want to get something culturally appropriate for my granddaughter. I'm a little old white lady. I don't know what to get for a young Black girl who's graduating from high school or college. You have been a young Black girl graduating from both high school and college. What can we get them? And I have been quietly suggesting that they pick your book up. Right.
Oh, it's
nice to put a little money in their pocket, you know, give them $50 or $100. But what I've been suggesting that they do and what I've been doing as well to the Black women who have been graduating from high school and college in my circle, like Tasha English's daughter over at Shiloh Baptist Church in St. Paul. She had a baby graduate. Put that money inside of this book. Put the money inside of the guided journal, put it in a little gift bag and give it to them, because it's going to feed their bellies as well as their souls. Shanae, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For sure. I'm so grateful that for you to even ask. And I'm so grateful to just talk to you because I know you're doing amazing things in community. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And just know you have earned and deserved the right to be here. So oftentimes as women, we are grateful to a fault. And so this book is amazing. This book is changing lives. So every stage you get, every light you get, every opportunity you get, you have damn well earned it by putting your blood, sweat, and tears into this book because you could have taken these lessons and bettered yourself. You could have taken these lessons and got to your next level of greatness and to hell with the rest of us. But you took this, these lessons that you've learned and put them into a book so that we can all as women succeed together. And that is commendable. That is why you are on the show, and that is why you deserve the light that you're getting.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any friend of mine is a friend of mine. So when my friend Chantel Booker called me and said, you have got to get my friend Shanae Hebert on your show. She's got a book. It's a guided journal and it is amazing. It is changing lives. You know, a lot of us have dreams and visions and aspirations of writing a book or getting a journal written. And she's done that and you will absolutely enjoy it. So I said, Shanae, I need you to send me one of your guided journals so that I can have it here at my house. Well, what had happened was when Andrew's graduation took place, some of my friends and family from Houston came and they fell in love with the journal as well. So they took my guided journal. They didn't care that I had written in it. They could care less. They wanted that journal for themselves because they saw how beautiful it was, how it had so well put together. And they just wanted that for their lives so they could reset and recalibrate. You know, half the year has passed. Half the year has already gone by, and most of us have forgotten those resolutions that we made in January, those promises that we made, not to other people, but to ourselves, to start that business, to go ahead and get that passion project off the ground, to start volunteering, to lose that weight, to let go of that bad relationship, to start a new one. We forgot it. We got back into the routine of just doing things the same old way we've been doing it. But it's a time for something new. This is a new season. And so for me, and the reason that everybody was over here fighting and playing rock, paper, scissors over Shanae's guided journal is because it is helping us to remember the promises we made to ourselves in January and then reclaim the newness that we promised to usher in and to experience for ourselves. Nobody can do it for us. We've got to do it for ourselves. This success walk ain't easy. I tell people all the time, if success was easy, everybody would be successful. And the reason that everybody ain't successful is because it's not easy. But this guided journal has absolutely handicapped it for us and is giving us the soul yearning that we need to get it done. And that's what it's called. It's called Soul Yearning, a professional Black woman's guided journal for healing and restoration. And I am so honored to have Shanae Hebert on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline joining me on the show today. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. You're first time here.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I love the intro, Shaletta. And I just want to be clear, my name is Shanae Hebert. You put a fancy spin on it. I love that.
Girl, you know what? I'm from Louisiana, so Herbert looks like a bear.
It looks French, right? It looks French.
It looks French, so. Girl. And then you got good hair, so you just going to have to forgive me, girl. You can't come up here with a bear and French hair and not expect me to put some French on there. So it's Herbert. I got it, girl. I got it.
Herbert.
And somebody got my journal. I had to ask you to send me a PDF copy just so I could prep for the show.
I got you. And anybody else that want one, I have you.
Okay, now this guided journal, how did it come about? What gave you the idea to put something like this together specifically for Black and brown women?
Absolutely. So I am a Black woman, right? And like many women, I am a mom, I am a daughter, I'm a professional, I'm a circle keeper, and I have two daughters, right? And I was at the point where my oldest daughter just graduated from college and my youngest is in high school and she's involved in all of these things and being recognized for a lot of things. And I felt like, what do I have, right? Once they go on to college and, you know, go off into their careers, and I had to think back and say, like, Shanae, girl, what do you have that's only yours? Because like most parents, you know, we live for our children. And at the end of the day, I want to be able to say that I'm not just a mom, right? That I am a whole human being with dreams and passions and, you know, aspirations that are separate from them. And so I wanted something for myself. And so for my 45th birthday, I turned 45 this year. I was like, I am going to write a book. And it's ideas that I've had in my head, but I just didn't have the drive to get it done. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, get it done. And it just so happens, you know, serendipity happens where you start thinking about things, or maybe it's the algorithm. But my good friend Nicole Pacini had an online class where she was teaching people how to publish a journal in 30 days, and it was just right on time.
I love her because what she and so many others are doing is they are turning the publishing industry upside down and on its head. It used to be that you had to put together your best stuff, give it to a publisher, hope and pray they pick you, hope and pray that you can find a literary agent. And then if they say no, then that dream dies right there on the vine. But with Nicole and Devonna and so many others and Amazon, you can publish your book and put it up for sale and on Amazon, and people all over the country can buy it. You can have a number one bestseller and not have a publisher. So long gone are the days where the little old cat ladies, because that's who they were, that's who publishers were, sit back and throw away your manuscripts. If you have an idea for a book or a journal in your heart or in your head, you can get that thing published without a publisher and get it online and get it sold to your friends and family and to the world. Now, I have to tell you, I love this guided journal that you have put together. It is called Soul Yearning by Shanae Hebert. And my favorite part, of course, I skipped all the way to career, because I don't care nothing about love. I don't care nothing about relationships. I don't care nothing about body. I'm going right to career. And, you know, I tell people all the time, there's a price to pay for being the woman out front. So when I got to chapter 12, talking about the price we pay, it really touched my heart, because people are like, oh, you're always out front and you're always doing this and you're always doing that. But behind the scenes, there's always a price to pay. Talk to me about Chapter 12 and the price we pay for breaking the mold, following your heart and giving it all you got to be successful in your career.
Yeah, so I love that chapter. When I got started with writing it, there was lots of emotions that came up. And I just so happened to be, when I wrote this book, I was actually laid off from a job that I had and that I was passionate about. And as I was writing it, again, the emotions came up because as Black women, we exist in spaces that are not, that are oftentimes not conducive to our success, to our well-being, to our mental health, to our stability, and we're kind of at the whim of our employer. And so it's always like our socialization says you have to work, you have to hold these positions, you have to grow in your position, and you have to give it your all. And we do that sometimes to our detriment. Right. And we work hard and we work hard so much so that we wind up having health issues. We wind up having, you know, for some even mental health breakdowns. And so that chapter is just about that, like the price that we pay when we're in these working spaces. We give up all of ourselves to perform in our 9-to-5, and how it's important to prioritize our well-being, right, our sanity, and sometimes even walking away because we are not our careers. Although it consumes most of our days, we are so much more.
Yes, we are. And folks will find so much more in this guided journal that you have written. Tell us where it's available, how we can get it, please.
Yes. So it is currently on Amazon.com. And so if you type in Soul Yearning, a professional guided journal, it will be there. You can definitely get it there. I am working toward getting it into local bookstores, and so that will be coming up soon. But the primary place that you can get it is
Amazon. And, you know, Prime Days is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. July 16th mm-hmm. and 17th, I believe. And so this is a good opportunity while you are taking advantage of those Prime Days on Amazon, because everybody got Amazon. Everybody got Amazon. We all got the Prime membership. So it is so easy to get on there, find the journal, look up Shanae Herbert and Soul Yearning, pick that up. And you know, we have a lot of listeners who are grandmothers of young Black girls who are graduating from college and graduating from high school. And they have DM'd me and texted me and said, hey, you know, I want to get something culturally appropriate for my granddaughter. I'm a little old white lady. I don't know what to get for a young Black girl who's graduating from high school or college. You have been a young Black girl graduating from both high school and college. What can we get them? And I have been quietly suggesting that they pick your book up. Right.
Oh, it's
nice to put a little money in their pocket, you know, give them $50 or $100. But what I've been suggesting that they do and what I've been doing as well to the Black women who have been graduating from high school and college in my circle, like Tasha English's daughter over at Shiloh Baptist Church in St. Paul. She had a baby graduate. Put that money inside of this book. Put the money inside of the guided journal, put it in a little gift bag and give it to them, because it's going to feed their bellies as well as their souls. Shanae, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For sure. I'm so grateful that for you to even ask. I'm so grateful to just talk to you because I know you're doing amazing things in community. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And just know you have earned and deserved the right to be here. So oftentimes as women, we are grateful to a fault. And so this book is amazing. This book is changing lives. So every stage you get, every light you get, every opportunity you get, you have damn well earned it by putting your blood, sweat, and tears into this book. Because you could have taken these lessons and bettered yourself. You could have taken these lessons and got to your next level of greatness and to hell with the rest of us. But you took this, these lessons that you've learned and put them into a book so that, we can all as women succeed together. And that is commendable. That is why you are on the show. And that is why you deserve the light that you're getting.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.